Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
We're entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. show starts right now.
If Joe Biden does decide to run for president, all men who can hear my voice, heed warning. You better lock up your daughters and keep your wives close. Joe Biden's coming at you, and he's got a wandering nose. He's going to hit the campaign trail for 2020, which means he'll be sniffing heads from sea to shining sea. Ladies, be prepared, because out of nowhere, he'll shove his nose in your hair. He just wants to sniff it and smell it and maybe kiss it. He don't care. That's just how they do it back in Delaware. He loves the softness of your follicles. He quivers when they tickle his nostrils. He's old school, ladies. He don't mean no harm. It's just part of his folksy old Joe Biden charm. So don't worry when he nuzzles your neck. He don't want to have sex. He just does it out of respect. And if he massages your shoulders while he's standing behind you, don't trip. That's just what all old horny senile men do. Clinton had cigars. Biden's got his schnoz. Every man has flaws. He ain't breaking no laws. Well, except maybe assault and possibly adultery and generally being super duper creepy. But hey, we can sit here and hate the man. Or we could just read his official statement. He says, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. Well, Mr. VP, the internet respectfully disagrees. There's like 180 YouTube videos showing you groping young girls with your big old nose. He's a gawker, a stalker, a real close talker. He's been like this for years. It should not be a shocker. Instead of taking antidepressants, he gets a boost from snorting herbal essence. Knock, knock, who's there? Joe Biden, Joe Biden who? Joe Biden who gets off on the smell of your shampoo? We can all sit around making jokes, but the sad truth is he'll still get millions of votes. He wouldn't be the first president who philanders. Besides, he's still better than Bernie Sanders. Let that be a warning, gentlemen. Creepy Joe Biden is coming for your women. You know, I thought that that song was going to maybe last for a day and then it was all going to be gone. But no, thanks to Joe Biden, there's way more women who are now coming out and saying, hey, even Nancy Pelosi is telling Joe Biden, hey, you know what you have to do? You have to keep your damn hands to yourself. She's all like, I don't know, do you want to be president? Are you aware of what we're living in, what the world we're living in today? You can't go around sticking your nose in a woman's hair and going without her permission. And even with her permission, you shouldn't do it, especially when you're on camera. I mean, the whole thing is really just, it's getting bizarre. He's getting heckled now. I don't know if you heard about this. He was at some event. Listen to this. And this is a question that somebody asked him. And this was the reaction. Hold on. Wait a minute. I hit the wrong button again. Hang on. Here we go. Listen carefully.
Well, what about the girls that you molested on C-SPAN at the Senate swearing in?
No. He did it. No. Let him answer.
Let him answer. And he, of course, he didn't. And Donald Trump now, of course, is, you know, not really attacking the man, but kind of just, you know, saying, hey, look, welcome to the party, pal.
It looks like the only non-sort of heavy socialist. He's being taken care of pretty well by the socialists they got to.
Yeah, he's like, hey, this guy's not a socialist, and the rest of them don't like that, so they're going to take him out.
I was going to call him. I don't know him well. I was going to say, welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Yeah, this is what you wanted, right, buddy? You wanted to run for president. Well, welcome to the world of politics in the age of Trump. This is exactly what they do. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Now, it's whatever you want Wednesday today. So if you're new to the show, I know we got a bunch of people following us on Twitch for the first time, first of all. But thanks so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Also, if you're following us on Facebook, Periscope, anywhere else, we do something on Wednesday where we just open it up for you. You got stuff that you want to talk about. You got stuff that's on your mind. You have concerns. You have critiques. You have funny stories about your dog. Whatever it is, this is your time to shine. Because I don't know if you know, the other radio stations will tell you this. But as an FCC regulated and licensed radio station, it is basically, it's not ours. It's yours. This is the people's place. You know, you guys, the government of the United States, the federal government, the people have given us the power and the authority to do what we do. So we might as well let you in on the fun. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is our number. You can also send us an open mic message, and a lot of people do that too. Jussie Smollett, who, you know, you remember from Empire fame. Jussie Smollett was probably the most excited to hear about Joe Biden becoming the center of attention. And he was probably the most excited for everybody who is, who's now, I guess, drawing the ire and the fire away from him. Except, however, that he's still the laughingstock of a lot of different places, too. He was being laughed at by Tracy Morgan on The Tonight Show the other day, talking to Jimmy Fallon, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that Tracy Morgan was still around doing stuff. I know he had a really bad accident, but that guy to me he could say anything. The way he talks, the tone of his voice, his mannerisms, his personality, it's hilarious. He could read the side of a Starbucks coffee, container to me, and it would be laugh out loud funny. But he made some really interesting points about Jussie Smollett.
Yeah, they gave me a role on Empire.
They did.
Yeah.
Now, what is your What are you gonna do on
Well,
on
contractually, they give me millions of dollars. Contractually, all I gotta do is not fake a hate crime. That's
it. But anybody, that was just the beginning.
Yeah, you don't buy that story.
What?
What happened?
Nah, man, you racists don't be watching Empire, man. It's too cold. They said we be racist in the spring.
Yeah, they don't watch. Nobody's a racist in the polar vortex is what he had to say.
Because it was like 10 seconds of footage. Mm. And then he disappears for like 2 seconds. Then he reappears with the noose on his neck still holding the Subway sandwich.
Yeah. Star 1045 is the number. Star 1045, 855-765-1045. If you like to kick it old school and dial all nine numbers. This is Nick in Jacksonville. Nick, thanks so much for calling the Marques Show. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Excellent, Nick. What did you want to say, sir?
All I wanted to say is, man, I'm all for like getting some people that are for molesting people or getting too close or whatever like that. But let's not. I'm just saying, let's just be careful. Let's not stoop to that level yet. Till he's proven guilty, at least Biden. Let his own party like eat him up and spit him out. Because I feel like we're stooping down to that level if we keep going at him like that. I mean, I get it, and we see the photos, but. Don't you think, like, when we start poking and making fun, it's like he hasn't been proven guilty yet. We should probably kind of lay low a little bit. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I don't know.
No, Nick, and I appreciate you calling. I appreciate your opinion. I'll be honest with you. I respectfully disagree. I'm going to take every opportunity to make fun of Joe Biden. Look, I mean, here's the thing. It's not a matter of guilty or innocent. Like you said, the photos are there. We just ran in the background here. We have, if you watch on our live stream, if you watch on Facebook or on Twitch, we have a big video board. Right now it's playing some kind of American Revolution video game. We also have mud wrestling from time to time. There's inside footage from a Make America Great Again hat factory where they actually make the hats. And this is what's rolling around behind me while we're doing the show on the live stream. And it just adds another element. Anyway, where was I going with this? We just showed a whole video that we got from YouTube about times that Joe Biden has been inappropriately touching people in public, in front of the camera. He's not hiding anything. You know, so if he's going to do that, and if women are now going to call him out on it, I, for one, am not going to stand idly by and not make jokes about it. And I understand that there are people, look, there are people out there who are have way more morals and way more values and way more self-control than I do, and God bless those people. But this is a show where when someone shows weakness, especially somebody in the Democratic Party who could potentially destroy our country and take us back to, you know, take us back to 2016 or 15 when things were horrible. You know, then, yeah, I'm going to do everything I can to add to that. And look, you know, here's the thing. They always say that we should try to get along, shouldn't we? We should try to find common ground. That's what they say. That's the biggest complaint Americans will have. This country is too divided. It's Democrats and Republicans. It's red states and blue states. We need to work together. We need to reach across the aisle. We need to come together and agree on something. Well, finally, thanks to Joe Biden, we, the Democrats and the Republicans, finally have something that we can agree on. And that is that Joe Biden is super creepy. 855-765-1045. A quick break. It's whatever you want Wednesday, folks. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're going to talk about. You can leave us an open mic message, too, on the News 104.5 mobile app. Stay tuned. We'll be right back on News 104.5 WOKV. Thank you so much for joining me today. Preach.
Mark, please, please, please do that rap again. That was the bomb.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it. I'm so glad you appreciate that. We also, you know what we've done is we've actually put it up on our Facebook page. If you go to the Mark K Show on Facebook, we took video of me singing it yesterday in the audio, and you can just hear it. You can play it over and over again. And, of course, we'll play it again before we leave today because, I mean, it's easier than coming up with new content. 855-765-1045. Jeremy from the North Side. How you doing, Jeremy? What's up?
Doing awesome. I was just going to recommend that very thing about putting it on Facebook. I was going to suggest you take and make like a video montage of all the different photos of Joe Biden sniffing hair.
Yeah.
With the song playing in the background or something. That would blow up.
That's a great idea. That's an awesome idea. We're definitely going to, well, I have, like I said, it's me singing it and we've got Joe Biden's head. I didn't have time to go through and get all the photos because there's so many of them. And it seems like there's new ones coming out every single day. This is really difficult for Joe Biden. And thanks so much for your call. Thanks for the props, too. This is really difficult for this guy because a lot of campaigning is handshaking and hugging and taking photos and taking selfies. And this really will cut out a huge part of that. This is going to cut out a huge part of that because every time he goes to put his arm around a woman or every time somebody says, can I take a selfie? He's got to have somebody watching him and making sure that he doesn't get too close, that this isn't going to be the photo of, you know, Dukakis in the tank where it's going to like, be, you know, just put the, be the end of his career. 855-765-1045. This is Vincent in Florida. What's up, Vincent? How you doing?
Hey, Mark. How's it going?
You know, just chilling.
Yeah, good. Good. I wanted to kind of bring up this leftist thing called white privilege.
Yeah.
And kind of clear out, because I'd ask, what is Jesse Smollett?
You ask, what is Jesse Smollett?
The entire situation. Would the left call that black privilege? I don't think they would dare to.
You know what is interesting to me is how much the Democrats eat their own. Like, what they'll have somebody who is, yeah, and they're doing it again with Joe Biden. And in fact, Jesse Smollett and Joe Biden are very similar. You have two guys who were heralded at first as incredible, you know, people who did these amazing things and were being attacked. But now we see them for what they really are. Jesse Smollett is a bold-faced liar and somebody who is perpetrating hoaxes for political gain or for, you know, for his candidacy or for his party, rather, to retake the White House. He's basically trying to stoke racial violence is what he's trying to do in this thing by calling this a hate crime and by describing something so heinous and so just wrong. I mean, even who can make up something like that? What kind of a demented, tormented mind makes up this attack story where he gets jumped by two guys in MAGA hats, gets beaten up, gets bleach poured on him, and then almost hung or strung up with a noose-like rope? And then, of course, there's the letter that was sent to him and the declaration that this is MAGA country. This is definitely one of his Hollywood writers helped him with this, because that is intricate and it's disgusting. And it didn't actually happen. It wasn't a couple of MAGA hat wearing Republicans who came up with that idea. It was the Democrats that came up with that idea. So now he's getting sold out. He's getting hung out to dry by Rahm Emanuel, the king of the sleazebag Democrats from the Obama era. He's getting hung out to dry by pretty much the entire city of Chicago Police Department. He's getting hung out to dry by his fellow performers. Who's made fun of him so far? Tracy Morgan's made fun of him. Chris Rock made fun of him at the NAACP Awards. Who else? Charles Barkley, Shaquille O'Neal. Nobody believes this guy, and nobody that matters has his back. Check out Joe Biden. Enter stage right. He comes in. We're keeping an eye on him. Keep in mind, too, that Joe Biden has not even entered the fray yet. This is the first time I've seen attacks on a political candidate so early on in their candidacy. You know, we always talk about what happened to Herman Cain. Herman Cain was in this to win this. Herman Cain, when he ran for president, he went in, he had a plan, he debated, he went from the bottom of the pile to near the top of the heap. And when these accusations about Herman Cain came out, these unfounded and unproven accusations about Herman Cain, when they came out and they railroaded his presidency, when they destroyed his chances, he was the top performer in all the debates, and he was climbing in Donald Trump-like fashion up the scale of likability. And he was at the top of all the approval ratings. He was the guy to get the nomination. And he could have potentially been the first black Republican president. However, the accusation started to fly and everything went south. And but he was already a candidate. Not only that, he was winning. Joe Biden's not even a candidate yet. Joe Biden hasn't even said, "I'm running." And they're either too scared of him or too annoyed with him or just too power hungry to even wait for the guy to get into the race. They're basically saying, "Joe, forget it. Don't waste your breath. Don't waste anybody's time. Keep your money because we got the goods. We're just going to take you out of this now." And this is, that's vitriolic. It's the earliest. I mean, this is basically, you know what this is? This is political abortion. They're killing his campaign before it's even born. And not surprising, because that's what Democrats like to do. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of Whatever You on Wednesday coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
I wish that Joe Biden would stop touching me. I wish that Joe Biden would stop touching you. I wish that Joe Biden would stop touching me. I wish that Joe Biden would stop touching everybody.
Yeah, I was good too. Look, see, everybody gets inspired. Everybody gets inspired by Joe Biden's creepiness. He's the creepy VP. We played the Joe Biden rap, by the way, earlier today. And we'll play it again. It's also on our Facebook page, too. If you're looking for it, you can play that. You can share it. It's been shared over 120 times so far. That's amazing. And, you know, we're going to keep the message alive that Joe Biden is too creepy to be president of the United States. And we had a guy call in and say, look, are we not just taking a page out of the Democrats' playbook? Are we not just stooping down to their level? And I mean, the answer to that is, look, we're all pretty low in this hole. When it comes to politics, there is no real low point in politics. And a lot of people will say, yeah, first of all, the Democrats have been going after Donald Trump since day one with lies. What we're actually saying about Joe Biden is the truth. You know, there's photos to back it up. We see all the things he's doing. We see the nose sniffs and the hair it licks and whatever else, you know, all the butterfly kisses and whatnot. But the fact of the matter is, anybody, and if it were a Democrat, or if it were, and the Democrats know this best of all, anybody who runs for president, it's our job to scrutinize the heck out of them and make sure they're in it for the right reason and make sure they're not going to embarrass our country and make sure that they're going to do what we need them to do to keep America strong and safe and productive. And is Joe Biden that guy? You know, Patrick Henry said, "Guard with jealous attention the public liberty, suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Well, who is getting closer to that jewel than somebody who wants to be the president of the United States? It's our job as media and as radio hosts and as people and as, you know, basically sarcastic bastards to question and demand that we have the best possible people in place to take care of that jewel, as Patrick Henry says, of the public liberty. 855-765-1045. It's whatever you want Wednesday. So whatever you want to talk about, we will. This is Joe, the truck driver. What's up, Joe? How you doing?
Good. How you doing this morning?
Doing great, man. What's on your mind today, sir?
I'm curious on your thoughts of Andrew Yang.
Andrew Yang.
I saw a post of him. Yeah. I saw a post of him riding around with a truck driver. And he was talking about the industry. I guess he's running for president.
Andrew Yang is running for president. That's right. He's one of the multitudes of people running for president on the Democratic.
Right, one of the 100.
Yeah. Yeah, look, I mean, the big thing about Andrew Yang is he's super socialist. He's a technology guy. He's a robotics guy, and he believes that the world should be and will be taken over by robots. And so because of that, he wants a universal basic income of $1,000 a month for every American.
Right. Which is kind of insane.
I mean, it's kind of, look, he's right on one point, and that is that robots will be taking over more jobs. Robots will be taking over jobs that, like farming, for example, where there's already a lot of technology that can do the job that men used to do and women used to do. And it's going to happen in manufacturing more and more. It's going to happen in the service industry. We've got burger flipping robots right now. You know, and they're putting people out of work. We're gonna have pizza making robots and taco folding robots and coffee baristaing robots. You know, all that's on the way if it's not already here. And that means fewer jobs for actual living people. And so Andrew Yang's idea is, hey, let's give people a universal basic income, $1,000 a month for everybody for nothing. Let's give Medicare to everybody. And then he's got something called human-centered capitalism, which I can't even deal with that right now. But basically human-centered capitalism, by the way, is basically social, not capitalism at all. And we can talk about that at a later date. But the fact of the matter is Andrew Yang, it's almost like if you took somebody from Silicon Valley and made them president, he would govern by, he would govern by algorithm. He already is. If you look at his campaign website, you can see that he's got like a list of 80 or so topics, and he's got them ranked because obviously he ran it through some computer algorithm, and he sent out some kind of, I don't know, quiz or Quizlet or a Google form. God only knows. I should probably follow the guy. But that's it. It's almost like it's a technologicalized. He's like the app of presidential candidates. I don't think he's going to make it. Number one, he doesn't have the backing of the Democratic Party. And unless he can really come in and make some waves, and unless he can really come in and guarantee that he gets some votes either in Iowa or New Hampshire, if he can deliver them, you know, if he can get any kind of delegates in the primary, he may have a shot. But he's just so far down the ladder. You know, he's crazy socialist enough to be the Democratic nominee, but does he have the name recognition and the underground swelling of support like a Bernie Sanders, like a Beto O'Rourke, or like a Joe Biden might have had until he became everybody's creepy handsy uncle? 855-765-1045. This is Devin in St. John's. How you doing, Devin? Thanks for calling the Markay Show.
Good, Mark. How you doing today, man?
Oh, doing great. What do you say? What's on your mind today? It's whatever you want Wednesday. Tell us what you want to talk about.
So I wanted to kind of discuss the potential kratom ban in St. John's County. Have you heard about that yet?
Kratom ban. No. What is that? That's like, what is that? Like an opioid or something, right?
Well, that's actually why I wanted to call, was to kind of help inform people and help them make a decision whether this should be banned or not. So what it actually is it's a plant native to southeastern Asia. Yes, it does operate on similar receptors as opioids. However, it is not the same. It does not build an addiction such as, you know, heroin or Oxycontin. And the primary reason for them wanting to ban it is for the reason that kids can get their hands on it. And my argument is I personally use Kratom every single day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a type 1 diabetic, went through neuropathy. Medications just weren't for me. It affected my lifestyle in a negative way, and I found Kratom. Well, my issue is these guys want to ban Kratom, because kids can get their hands on it, yet they have not banned tobacco products, alcohol, and so on and so forth, and display it as this negative, dangerous drug such as an opiate.
Yeah. All right, so is that just in St. John's County?
At this time, yes. Sarasota does as well have a ban on it, but right now they're looking at doing a ban for sale in St. John's.
All right. I mean, look, again, I'm not as informed on Kratom as you are, but I would just say, hey, move to Duval. You can get any drug you want here any time of day, pretty much anywhere at any price. the drug market in Duval is alive and well. So if they ban Kratom in St. John's, hey, that's just a chance for you to, you know, get up, head north on A1A and take a left to JTB and join us over here. Duval, 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. Dana in Neptune Beach, how are you?
I'm doing fine, but I'm tired of President Trump saying, oh, I'm going to close the border. Mr. President, you promised us a good, real border. Now, just do it. Do it. Close it. Don't let the bad stuff coming in here from Mexico. I don't want it. That's what I want to say.
So you're all right. That, you know, and that's a great point, too, because there are a lot of people talking about closing the border as Donald Trump continues to hammer home. And I, you know what? I have a theory about closing the border, which I'll share with you here in just a minute. We got to take a quick break. 855-765-1045 is the number. If you want to get through, you can leave us an open mic message, too, or just dial **. 1045. It's whatever you want Wednesday. And coming up, I'm going to share with you my theory on Donald Trump closing the border. It's the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. We'll be right back. This is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me today. A lot of people talking about a lot of different things. Why? Well, it's whatever you want Wednesday.
Sorry, guys, but I really don't see that big of an issue with Biden and these 30-something-year-olds. My concern is all the little kids that he's got his hands all over. That's weird.
I mean, that's weird. It's touching a 31-year-old woman inappropriately. That's normal. Touching a little kid, that's totally weird. 855-765-1045. I want to talk to you about the border closing in just a minute, but we do have a ton of people on the line that want to comment about all kinds of things, and it is whatever you want Wednesday. So let's go to John in Bunnell. John, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. I'm good. Great show.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, I know this subject's been kind of beaten to death, but this whole Jussie Smollett idiot, I don't think people realize how bad this could have gotten if he wasn't, you know, so terrible in the process of how he tried to carry it out. But when you take a look, you'd have the media talking racism. Of course, that's how they started out. Every minute, you're talking about the city of Chicago. We saw what happened in Ferguson and Baltimore. I'm telling you, that city could be on fire with people dying and everything else, all because of this selfish, you know, fabrication of that this idiot, you know, planned. And I don't think people realize just how, you know, almost catastrophic it could have been.
You're right about that, 100%. And people don't even realize that it's not over yet. Think about this. This is a high-profile millionaire actor with so much to lose. He was on a hit show back before this happened. Now it's a flop. He was up and coming. He's filthy rich. He's got more money than he lets on. And he did all this. Why? Because of his desire to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office for another 4 years. This is a guy who has everything to lose and lost it because of his hatred of Donald Trump. Think about what's going to happen in the next two. And the campaign hasn't even really kicked into high gear yet. Think about how bad it's going to get in the next 2 years. Think about all the morons out there who have nothing to lose. What are they going to do? Are they going to do something similar? Are they going to fake hate crimes? Are they going to take guns out to the ballpark where the Republican congressmen are practicing for a ball game, a charity ball game? Are they just going to go to random Trump rallies and pay homeless people to punch Trump supporters in the face? Anyone with a MAGA hat? Just here's some mace. Just spray him in the face with pepper spray. Whatever it takes. Are they going to burn down people's houses because they have Trump Pence 2020 campaign signs? Probably the answer is all of the above. But the fact that Jussie Smollett, somebody with so much to lose, didn't even think twice about doing it, not once, but two times. Don't forget the letter. First, he faked a letter, a threatening letter that was delivered to him. He took it to the people at Empire. Nobody cared. or nobody believed him. Doesn't matter. He got no reaction from it. So he took it one step further, writing a check to pay for two of his friends to help him fake, this horrible crime. And now he's lost it all. And he has nothing left. I mean, he has no choice but to sit around and pretend like it didn't happen, because if he admits it, it's over, man. It's totally over. And if somebody who's made it so far in this country is willing to risk it all because of their hatred of Donald Trump, imagine what people who are nowhere near as blessed as he is, imagine what they're going to do. Hey, thanks for the call. Great question. Eddie in Jacksonville. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
I'm all right. Out here driving around with my fuel gauge blinking at me, and I'm looking at these gas prices getting more than just a little aggravated. I use a couple of different apps on the line. I'm not going to mention their names because I don't know if I have permission to say that. But they got gas prices all over the nation from as low as $2.08 a gallon.
Wow.
And we're here in Duval County paying somewhere around $2.68, $2.72 a gallon. I just want to know what's going on. I mean, we've got these platforms in the Gulf of Mexico. If the wind blows, they find an excuse to raise the price 20 or 30 cents, but the wind's not blowing. So now they're raising it with no reason whatsoever.
Well, I mean, geopolitically, there's a couple things that are going on. First of all, Venezuela's got some massive sanctions against them put in place by Donald Trump because of, you know, the mayhem and the presidential election and everything else that's going on there. And Venezuela, huge oil producer. So that's going to raise the price of gas. Also, you've got Russia, which is squeezing out their oil production, too, and trying to jack up the prices because they know that the more energy independent the United States gets, the less money they're going to make per gallon. And then, of course, the third thing, which we cannot forget about, is that it's spring break. And on spring break, people get in their car and they drive south. They drive to Key West. They drive to Fort Lauderdale. They drive to the Panhandle. They drive to the, you know, what is it? Muscle Shoals, Alabama, wherever the kids are going to party these days. And whenever people travel, the gas prices go up. It happens at Thanksgiving. It happens at Christmas. It happens at spring break. And people pay. Why? Because people will pay any amount of money to get away from their parents for a week and binge drink in bikinis so that they can have great images for their Instagram stories and also potentially hook up with some randos who they'll never have to worry about seeing ever, ever again. And so that's a handful of reasons why the gas prices are going up. When the thing in Venezuela calms down, when all the kids go back to college, when, Russia starts to get in line, you'll start to see those gas prices go back down. I mean, look, even at $2.50, it's too much for gas, but whatevs. 855-765-1045, and message me. I want to know where in the heck those gas prices are $2.08. It might be worth a trip. 855-765-1045. Quick break. More of Whatever You Want Wednesday is coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hi. Uncle Joe here. Wow, your hair smells good.
855-765-1045 is our number. 855-765-1045. I'm going to talk to you about the border here in just a minute because I have a theory about closing the border. And I want to play you what Donald Trump is saying about it, and Chuck Schumer and even Mitch McConnell now weighing in about potentially closing the border and the economic impact it would have on the United States of America. But first, Chad wants to tell me the real reason the gas prices are up. What's up, Chad? How are you? Chad, you there?
So, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When you say there's two things, there's actually three things that affect the price of gas, but I'll name two of them that both have had a factor. One, when you're dealing in the futures market, the cost of money itself in lending also affects gas prices because that's a factor in futures prices because the cost of money. The Basel III agreement kicked in on April 1st. Which increased the cost of money to most third world countries, which now brings those countries to the same lending practices and standards in the United States. So that's factor one.
All right.
Factor two is OPEC cut back oil production by 1.2 million barrels a day starting on the 1st.
That's true, yeah.
We all knew that was coming. That's going to affect futures prices, which is why 2 weeks ago prices started going up.
What was the third thing?
Well, the third thing is just overall demand.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
If the demand is up, then the prices go up. But you got demand up, supplies are down.
Yeah.
That's going to raise the price.
No, that's...
And again, OPEC cutting back supplies by 1.2 million barrels a day, that definitely puts a strain on supplies.
No, you're 100% right on all... Basically, if you're just joining us, what Chad did was he basically explained what I explained, but he did it in a much more intelligent way. 855-765-1. He used a lot bigger words than I did, and like futures and OPEC and things like that. This is Kelly traveling through Jacksonville. Kelly, thanks so much for checking out the show, and thanks so much for calling. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What'd you want to say today on Whatever You Want Wednesday?
Well, I was trying to explain to a 5-year-old and a 7-year-old what they were seeing on TV about Schiff and Mueller, whatever his name is.
Yeah, Mueller, yeah.
The president, and why Mr. Schiff was so angry at the president. And I told him because when there was this game, and it's called an election, and Mr. President was running against Ms. Clinton, and Mr. Schiff was on her team, and they lost, and he didn't like it.
Yeah.
What did Mr. Mueller do? I said, well, they asked him to figure out if either Ms. Clinton or the president were lying and stealing and cheating. So he wrote this book report that said the president wasn't, and Mr. Schiff was not like that at all. And so the 7-year-old decided that Mr. Schiff is a mean boy, and Mr. Trump needs to quit calling him names, and that neither one of them can be superheroes with him. And a 5-year-old said that Mr. Schiff needed a time out.
Yeah.
And that Mr. Trump should just tell him you're fired.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not Mr. Trump's job. That's the voters of California, and they're just as crazy as he is. But that's a great way to explain it. And kids definitely understand this stuff. Kids, I was, like I said, the Joe Biden song that we did yesterday, the rap song, which everyone seems to really be enjoying. I was editing the video in my home office yesterday, and I put up there, I put Joe Biden is creepy as the title so people can find it easily when they go to my Facebook page. And I walked out, and my son had to go in and use the printer or something, and he goes, Daddy? And I go, yeah. And he goes, is Joe Biden creepy? And I said, yes. Have I not taught you that? I thought I told you. If you're ever, if Joe Biden ever approaches you or your sister, you come get me right away, and you keep your hand, and you can stay away from him. 855-765-1045. This is Terry in Jacksonville. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing well, Mark. Thanks so much for taking my call, sir.
Absolutely.
Man, what's that thing you got over the microphone there? I'm a bit of a tech head myself. I noticed you got a little like white thing over the microphone. What's
are you streaming online? So where are you watching us from?
I'm watching you. I usually just listen, but I'm on your Facebook page, so I'm watching here, which is kind of neat.
Oh, isn't that cool? Yeah, you can see all kinds of stuff. I'll tell you what, it is Whatever You Want Wednesday, and this is proof positive. And I'm glad you asked this question. What I have over my microphone is called a Clorox wipe. It is a disinfectant. It's actually not a Clorox brand wipe. This is a like biodegradable organic one that my wife got. And it doesn't matter. But basically what happens is, unfortunately, this studio is shared by several people, many of whom.
Yuck.
Well, yeah. And the microphone itself is shared. Rich Jones uses this very microphone. Other people who I have never even met in my life use this microphone. And as you see, as watching the Facebook page, my mouth gets closer to this microphone than pretty much anything my mouth gets close to on a daily basis. And really, it's almost like I'm getting intimate with all these other people, and I don't know where they've been. I don't know what kind of colds they have. Here's another thing I've noticed too about radio individuals, and not necessarily here at this radio station, but at a lot of radio stations and media outlets, people think that they are indispensable. And what that means is if they're dying of some kind of horrible, contagious disease, they feel like they still need to come to work. Like nobody, nobody else can hit the button besides you. And so there's a lot of germs floating around this place. Anyway, I come in here.
I got a disease. It's called being addicted to tech. What kind of microphone is that?
Oh, look. Okay. Well, all right. It's a Heil. Which I'll get to the tech specs for the studio here in just a minute. I'll check you out on Facebook. I'll give you I'll send you the Amazon link so you can get one for yourself. But yeah, basically I like to keep the studio wiped down clean, very obsessive about it. And then what I do is I take the Clorox wipe and I put it around my microphone. That way all the germs between the microphone and my mouth are destroyed. And it goes both ways. I'm not the cleanest person in the world either. I've got two kids. I've got a wife. God knows where I'm sticking my face, you know, every single day. And I come in here, I'm spitting onto this thing. It protects my coworkers as much as I get protected from them. A great question, though. And thank you so much for watching. See, it's a whole other experience when you watch online. We love that you're listening. A lot of people listen on the mobile app, but when you're watching us on Facebook or when you're on the Twitch channel, on Twitch, by the way, there's like people are cheering and yelling and screaming and there's emojis and emotes, and it's a whole different experience. We try to make this as interactive as possible. So I definitely appreciate your call. John in Orange Park. How you doing, John?
Doing great. You?
Oh, doing great, man. Thanks so much for asking. What did you want to say today, sir?
Yeah, well, just a little bit on the southern invasion. The one thing that I've actually written to the White House and suggested many times, never get an answer, naturally.
Yeah.
But we're just down there one step lower than the peons. All of the catch and release illegals, why have they not been bussed or transferred to Pelosi's district and shown her front door?
Hmm. That's a great idea. I mean, that would cost a lot of money. I don't think they would do that. I don't know what the benefit of that would be.
Well, Pelosi's the one that says these people should be welcome.
Yeah.
How many has she welcomed to her castle?
So, I mean, look, her castle isn't just her front door. It's the entire state of California, and she's welcoming them with open arms. California is where everybody who is illegal goes. Now, she doesn't necessarily want them there because, let's face it, that's not going to help her in the Electoral College. What she wants is for the illegal immigrants to pour into places like Texas that are on the verge of becoming purple, places like Arizona, which could go either way. Let's get some of these illegal immigrants in a place like, Florida, where they could potentially turn the tide with Andrew Gillum's help in favor of the Democrats. So, yeah, it'd be nice if we just shipped them all to, and it doesn't have to be Nancy Pelosi's front yard, but any place in California would be great. 855-765-1045. All right, when I come back, I'm going to play those clips about closing the border and give you my theory about what potentially closing the Mexican border would actually do in reality, like IRL. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Markay Show. My name is Markay. My number is 855-765-1045. We have so many fantastic people calling in to talk about whatever they want to talk about because it's Wednesday, and that's what we do on Wednesday. We do as little work as possible. We let you do all the heavy lifting. Speaking of heavy lifting, by the way, you can watch elephants in the background if you're on our Twitch channel or our Facebook page, which both of those are blowing up too, and we appreciate it as well. 855-765-1045 is the number. Getting a bunch of open mic. Everybody's really feeling frisky today.
I don't think President Trump is talking about shutting down commerce across the border. He's talking about shutting down the border from the people trying to immigrate here illegally.
I think there's a little bit of both.
I think we need to focus on what's really important. Not car parts, not avocados, Oreos. Oreos are made in Mexico.
Well, I, for one, know my priest is going to have a big problem with that because that dude's addicted. Although it is Lent, and I think he gave him up, so we should be fine. Look, here's Donald Trump was speaking yesterday about the border opening. A lot of people are saying Donald Trump just doesn't understand the economic impact that this is going to have on the country. Donald Trump doesn't understand. He can't just shut the border down. It's going to be devastating. Devastating. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump has a good understanding of economic impact, and I'm pretty sure he knows exactly what he's doing, as has been proven time and time again. But here's Donald Trump being asked about it yesterday.
We're going to have a strong border, or we're going to have a closed border.
Trump first announced last week he would close the border if Mexico didn't take action to stop the flow of migrants fleeing violence in Central America. On Tuesday, the president said he was pleased with Mexico's efforts to quell the number of asylum seekers reaching the U.S. border, but added a new caveat to keeping the border open.
Congress has to meet quickly and make a deal. I could do it in 45 minutes. We need to get rid of chain migration. We need to get rid of catch and release and visa lottery. And we have to do something about asylum. And to be honest with you, I have to get rid of judges. If we don't make a deal with Congress, the border is going to be closed.
There you go. So he's doubling down, saying, look, we got to make a deal. We need immigration to be quelled. We need it to be squashed. You guys, it takes 45 minutes, and you guys have to do this, or the border will be closed. And then, of course, everyone else was freaking out. You got Chuck Schumer. Chuck Schumer was, he was giving a speech somewhere, and they asked him about President Trump's threat to close the border, and here's what Chuck Schumer said.
Well, the economic disaster to the country would be huge, and my guess is that cooler heads will prevail to prevail upon the president not to do it. It'll be a disaster for him.
Yeah.
And disaster for the country.
Right, and so Chuck Schumer, and if he had a little dig there when he's saying huge, he's trying to be do his Donald Trump impression, and even Mitch McConnell was chiming in.
Closing down the border would have potentially catastrophic economic impact on our country, and I would hope we would not be doing that sort of thing.
Yeah, but I mean, look, the fact of the matter is there's no impact on immigration. It's almost like a quid pro quo. Like, you've got to, here's what we have to decide. Do we want, and Donald Trump said it, he said, do we want a safe country? Do we want a rich country? The first thing we want is a safe country. And he even said it in that interview. He said, look, I talk a lot about trade. I talk a lot about making deals. I talk a lot about strong trade and being, having these great trade partners and deals, deals, deals. But the most important thing is safety. He said safety and security of our country is more important than trade. And again, this is something that I've been saying since before the election. It doesn't matter how great the economy is. It doesn't matter how much tax money you get to save. It doesn't matter how much you have in your bank account. It doesn't matter how low the gas prices are. If you're dead, nothing matters. If you are killed by a terrorist, by an immigrant, by a gang member, if you're lying there mortally wounded, if you're in the ground, cremated, if you're dust, ashes to ashes, whatever it is, if you cease to exist, then nothing else matters. Therefore, your personal safety, your personal security, the safety and security of your family and really all Americans is primary, penultimate, second to none. Then, after we've secured the country and secured the border and kept the bad people out, after we can all guarantee that we will be able to live as long as possible, then you're going to want some money. Because if you're going to live a long time, you want to make sure that you're living the life. And that's why the economy is second to national defense. That's why trade agreements are second to immigration agreements. That's why a safe country is strong, is better than a rich country. Because a rich country that anybody can invade, I mean, that's not a rich country at all. It's like the banks. Banks have vaults. You know, they're not tents. You wouldn't, if somebody pitched a tent on the side of the road and put up a sign saying, there's a bank, throw your money in the igloo cooler, you know, throw your money in the Yeti and I'll keep it safe for you. I hope you wouldn't trust it. If so, meet me in the parking lot. If you're like, I would do that. Meet me in the parking lot in like 20 minutes. 855-765-1045. Got to take another quick break. Whatever You Want Wednesday continues on the Mark Kay Show. It's News 104.5 WOKV. If Joe Biden does decide to run for president, all men who can hear my voice, heed warning. You better lock up your daughters and keep your wives close. Joe Biden's coming at you, and he's got a wandering nose. He's going to hit the campaign trail for 2020, which means he'll be sniffing heads from sea to shining sea. Ladies, be prepared, because out of nowhere, he'll shove his nose in your hair. He just wants to sniff it and smell it and maybe kiss it. He don't care. That's just how they do it back in Delaware. He loves the softness of your follicles. He quivers when they tickle his nostrils. He's old school, ladies. He don't mean no harm. It's just part of his folksy old Joe Biden charm. So don't worry when he nuzzles your neck. He don't want to have sex. He just does it out of respect.
Respect.
And if he massages your shoulders while he's standing behind you, don't trip. That's just what all old horny senile men do. Clinton had cigars. Biden's got his schnoz. Every man has flaws. He ain't breaking no laws. Well, except maybe assault and possibly adultery and generally being super duper creepy. But hey, we can sit here and hate the man. Or we could just read his official statement. He says, never did I believe I acted inappropriately. Well, Mr. VP, the internet respectfully disagrees. There's like 180 YouTube videos showing you groping young girls with your big old nose. He's a gawker, a stalker, a real close talker. He's been like this for years. It should not be a shocker. Instead of taking antidepressants, he gets a boost from snorting herbal essence. Knock, knock, who's there? Joe Biden, who? Joe Biden, who gets off on the smell of your shampoo? We can all sit around making jokes, but the sad truth is he'll still get millions of votes. He wouldn't be the first president who philanders. Besides, he's still better than Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
Be a warning, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Creepy Joe Biden is coming for your women. I'll tell you what, man, my dad was wrong. Listening to the Beastie Boys on repeat for 3 years in a row when I was a teenager, that paid off, man. That was not time wasted. That actually helped out in my career. Who knew? Star 1045 is the number. Star 1045 is the number if you want to give us a buzz. This is the Mark Kay Show. Also, you can leave us an open mic message, which a lot of people have been doing. We've been getting tons of them on all kinds of different topics. This was an interesting one that I hadn't thought about this for a while, but I'm glad to see that people aren't letting me go. Where was it? Oh, no. That's the thing. We got so many of them that I lost it. But somebody was asking about, oh, here it is, Hillary Clinton.
What's the latest on putting Hillary in jail? And what's the latest on Ocasio, whatever her name is, Cortez?
Yeah. Ocasio Cortez. Good questions, both of them. Good question. I mean, as far as Hillary Clinton knows, I have no idea. I mean, look, it seems like the next logical step. And don't think that what's going to happen next is not going to be an investigation of some kind. Donald, they've got to get this redacted report out. The Democrats are trying to make us think about that. They think that they need to see. And that for whatever reason, they feel like they apparently are entitled to see the entire report. They're not at all. They don't have to see the entire report whatsoever. All they really need is the description that the AG gives them, which they already got. But that's neither here nor there. They want the whole report. That's their battle. And they're doing it for two reasons. Number one, they're still trying to find something that they can hang Donald Trump out to dry on. That's number one. Number two is they want to keep him from reattacking them and saying, hey, we don't want the narrative of let's get to the bottom of this. They don't want that in the press. They don't want the narrative of who started this, who's to blame. You know, they don't want that. They don't want that to be the story. They don't want anyone finding out the truth about the Russia investigation and the Mueller report and who's behind it and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and everyone else. Loretta Lynch, they want that gone. They want it swept under the rug. And the best way to do that is to keep attacking Donald Trump till he's out of office, which will be probably 2024 at this point, because every time they do attack him, His approval rating just continues to climb. Clint wrote me on DM, and he wrote, none of what the Democrats are doing right now is going to matter when the FISA warrant applications and the Gang of Eight intel are declassified. And that's something Donald Trump said in his interview. He said, I will declassify all that information. You're damn right. I'm going to make it all public. I didn't do it during the Mueller hearing. I didn't do it during the probe because I didn't want to devalue. I didn't want people to think I was trying to hide something, which, let's be honest, fair point. If you declassify things that your enemies don't want declassified during an investigation into you and Russian collusion that was based entirely around this FISA warrant, if you do that, they're going to definitely think you're guilty. Well, now guess what? It's been proven he's not guilty, so it's time to declassify that information, and that is on the way. Now, back to the border. The interesting point about the border that I think people aren't looking at is the economic. The way I look at the border is kind of the way I look at the government shutdown. And if you're a government employee, you're directly affected by the government shutdown. A lot of farmers and agrarian, professionals were affected because they couldn't get their farm reports and whatnot. But in the end, the government opened back up. The government shut down. The government opened back up. When the government opened back up, what happened? Basically, everyone got their money back. Everyone went back to work. The country didn't get derailed. I mean, when the government shut down in December, you'd have thought that there was going to be fire and brimstone, that people were going to be dying of diseases, that airplanes were going to be falling out of the sky. I mean, this is not the 737s, but, you know, just regular old airplanes. None of that happened. And I kind of feel like the hubbub about shutting down the Mexican border, while I understand there will be an economic impact, I don't believe that anything is as bad as people projected to be in the press. I wholeheartedly do not believe that anybody is going to have that anyone in the government right now is smart enough or intelligent enough to really understand and know what's going to happen when the government shuts down the border or when Donald Trump shuts down the border with Mexico. Yes, some of the imports and exports will stop. Yes, some of the trade will stop. Yes, there will not be as much produce coming in, which will jack the prices will go sky high. We understand that. We're going to have to eat some canned food for a while. That's going to be a big problem. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to affect Mexico even more. And the reason you do that is because you need to be stronger than your enemy. And Mexico is our enemy in this. Don't think that they're not. Yeah, sure, they're our friend, they're our ally, they're our neighbor. We've got the new agreement, the USMCA, whatever. But that's all well and good. But when it comes to immigration, they are on the polar opposite side of the United States of America. Mexico and Donald Trump, two totally different sides of the playing field. Mexico is all for illegal immigration. They're all for letting their workforce just maneuver right across that. But here, you know what we'll do? We'll help you. We'll put you in some buses and we'll drive you up to the border and then we'll get the coyote. You can get across on your own. They're all for it because it's a less of a burden on their economy. And all the money that these guys make when they get here, when they go and stand at the Home Depot and they get these drywall gigs and they get to, you know, they go work in the fields and whatever else, whatever other jobs are attractive to illegal immigrants and these companies that are paying them under the table with cash. They get those jobs, they get their cash, they go right to Western Union and they send it all home. So Mexico reduces their population, reduces their burden as a government to provide for these poor people. And in the end, they get a boon to their economy because the money's funneling right back to Mexico. You know, anyone who comes across the border illegally, odds are they have family back home that they're trying to support. So the money doesn't stay. It's not like they're reinvesting in the United States of America. It's not like the old school immigration. Back with Ellis Island, when you had immigrants coming over from Italy and from Ireland and from Germany and from France and from all over, from, you know, after the war, post-war, you had Asian immigrants coming in. They were coming in here to stay and to keep the money and to invest and to build businesses. These immigrants from Mexico and from Honduras and from El Salvador and from you know, wherever else in Latin America, they're coming in to work and send the money away out of the American economy. That's one of the big reasons why Mexico allows it to happen and actually bolsters the process. So Donald Trump's like, enough is enough. You have the power. You have the ability. You have the laws. You need to stop it. You need to do your part. You're not doing your part. And Donald Trump will shut down the border. And they'll scream and yell about the economic impact. But in my humble, uneducated opinion, I believe that the economic impact and the it will nowhere near be as bad as the dire warnings we're getting from both sides of the aisle. That if and when Donald Trump shuts down the border, the economic devastation that you hear being blown about on the media by Chuck Schumer and by Mitch McConnell and by everybody else, that economic apocalypse will not be anywhere near as bad as they claim. And I speak from experience, from having lived through what, like 19 government shutdowns in the last 22 years? 855-765-1045 is the number, 855-765-1045. I got to take another quick break. Got a couple more phone calls. Mark, hang tight. Ed, hang on, buddy. We're going to get you here in just a minute. Everybody else, we got a little bit more time. We're going to take some more of your phone calls. It's Whatever You Want Wednesday on News 104.5 WOKV.
I'm telling you, man, if Joe Biden was to touch my wife like that, it's all over for that guy, I'm telling you. He better take it easy. It's a little creepy there, man. It's not right, man. I'm telling you, it's just not right.
I'll be honest with you, that was a pretty good Pacino impression there. Little Scarface. Star 951. Donald Trump, you know, it was going to be a moment. It was just going to be a minute before they asked him about it. And he didn't say anything negative about Donald Trump. And Donald Trump's smart enough to know that, look, he was attacked for the same things almost. Donald Trump had some issues of his own. So Donald Trump knows enough not to attack Biden, but he did have this to say.
I was going
to
call him. I don't know him well. I was going to say, welcome to the world, Joe. You having a good time, Joe?
Yeah, and basically, look, politics in 2019 is very difficult to it's very different than politics in 1919 when Joe Biden first ran for something. So it's going to be interesting to see how he handles it. Mark in Jacksonville. Mark, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. Thank you for holding so long, too. We appreciate it. What do you want to say, sir? Mark, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, I can,
hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. My name is Barr, B-A-R, not Mark.
Oh, your name's Barr. All right, that's a great name.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things in the world.
Thanks for having me on. My question is, if Mexico doesn't care much about the people that they're sending across their border into America, why don't we take prisoners out of the prisons who have extended sentences and use them to build the wall? And if they do a good job, they get a, you know, they get a career out of it, a trade where they can use it in, you know, time for good behavior and whatever. And if they don't, they decided to run, they run. Who cares? They go to Mexico. Mexico doesn't care who they want to bring through into our country. We shouldn't care who we send back to theirs.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Send people. Here's the issue, though. Nobody really wants to go to Mexico, at least not permanently. They want to go, like, you know, they want to go to the resort for a couple of days. But nobody, I don't have firsthand experience with prison or Mexico, but I would say that a lot of people on the inside have it better off than a lot of people outside in Mexico. So if you gave a prisoner the option of staying in prison and building a wall or like being free but having to live in Tijuana, I think they would probably be like, dude, I get three squares a day and some outdoor time. And, you know, my wife smuggles me cigarettes. I'm going to stay in prison. I really believe that they would probably take that option. It has been brought up, though. A lot of people have said, why don't we have all these kids in trade schools go down and build the wall? You know, that when I was in school, all the kids in auto shop, you know what they did? They fixed the city buses. The city bus would roll in. All these teenage kids would learn how to rebuild engines and carburetors and lube things up and whatnot. And then the bus would go back and it was free labor for the city. And it was a great experience for them. Why don't we have all of these kids that are at masonry schools and these technical universities go down and build the wall? It's a great idea. Ed in St. Augustine, how you doing, Ed?
I'm doing okay. Hey, appreciate you getting to me. I have a little insight on some of the issues in Central and Southern America and why people are fleeing. But my big question in understanding all of this and seeing these people leave their countries to flee to come to America for a better place, I was involved in the drug wars in the 1980s to a pretty heavy extent. And these guys are leaving because of cartels. Everybody's down there is fearing for their lives. Now, it's no different back in the 1980s with the Medellin and the Cali cartel using the people as, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Hang on, listen, we got to, unfortunately, man, I'd love to hear about the drug war, so maybe we'll talk about that next Wednesday. Thanks so much for your call, Ed. *95. Listen, we got to go. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for the news and Rush Limbaugh. They're next on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.